Reading from Surrender Unto Me, Overview of the Bhagavad Gita. Before beginning chapter 9, we're going to read as a review, the summary, outline of chapter 8, and then read the connection between 8 and 9, and then read the summary of 9, and then, Krishna willing, we shall begin chapter 9. So in chapter 8, the first section is Krishna's answers to Arjuna's questions. This is in the first four verses of chapter 8. Arjuna asked Krishna about Krishna's words in the last two verses of chapter 7. Brahman, Adhyatma, Karma, Adibhuta, Adidaiva, Adiyagya, and how those in devotional service can know him at the time of death. Krishna briefly answers as follows. 1. Brahman is the indestructible living entity. 2. Adhyatma is the living entity's nature, which is to serve. 3. Karma is that activity and its reactions which cause the development of a material body. 5. He who presides over all the demigods and their planets is the Adidaiva, the universal form of the Lord. And 6. Krishna as the Supersoul is within everyone's heart and is Adiyagya, the Lord of all sacrifices. Section B, text 5 through 8, remembering Krishna at the time of death. Since one attains whatever one remembers at the time of death, Krishna recommends that Arjuna undeviatingly meditate on him, dedicate his activities to him, and thus attain him. This is the third section, section C. Remembering Krishna, texts 9 through 13. By meditating on Krishna and his qualities, or by practicing yoga mistra bhakti, one can think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead when quitting the body and reach the spiritual planets. D, section D, texts 14 through 16. One who undeviatingly remembers Krishna easily attains the Lord's abode, far from this material miserable world, because of constantly engaging in devotional service. Text or section E, text 17 through 22, comparing the material and spiritual worlds. The material world, long-lasting as it seems, is continually being created and destroyed. Beyond this ocean of creation and destruction is Krishna's eternal abode, wherein he is present and which is attainable only by unalloyed devotion to him. F. The supremacy of pure devotion in attaining Krishna. Text 23 to 28. To attain Krishna's abode, yogis must pass from this world according to mystic formulas. Devotees need only to remain fixed in devotion. And that ends the summary of the eighth chapter and the connection between chapters 9 and 8 and 9. In the eighth chapter, Krishna has explained that the Ananya devotee surpasses the path of light and darkness. Now Krishna will explain how to become such a devotee, such a pure devotee. Here's the summary of chapter 9. First section, hearing, qualifications and disqualifications, texts 1 through 3. The non-envious and faithful will attain Krishna by hearing this most confidential knowledge about him. Faithlessness forces one to take birth and death. Second section. Aishwarya Gyan, Krishna's relationship to the world, texts 4 through 10. Krishna pervades, creates, and annihilates the entire cosmos through his material energy. Although Krishna is the supreme director, the material world nevertheless moves independently, and Krishna thus remains neutral and detached. C, texts 11 through 25. Fools neglect bhakti, the divine do not. Fools who think Krishna's form is ordinary are defeated in their endeavors. That's text 11 through 12. Mahatmas who know that Krishna possesses a transcendental form take shelter of him and worship him. That's text 13 through 14. Actually, all who take shelter of a conception of the Supreme and worship that conception are ultimately worshiping Krishna, but they are worshiping him indirectly. These are of three types. One, Ekatrena, the monist, who is the lowest and who worships himself as one with the Supreme. That's in 11 and 12. The second type, Vishvato Mukham, a worshiper of the material universal form, is the best, 16 through 19. And third, Pritak Trena, a demigod worshiper, is situated higher than the Ekatrena, and that's explained in 20 through 25. Section D, the glories of devotional service to Krishna. This is text 26 through 34. First part of that section. One who worships Krishna with devotion or even offers him the fruit of his work becomes freed from reactions and comes to Krishna. The worship is simple and the result super excellent. That's text 26 through 28. Second part. Krishna shows favoritism to his devotees. Krishna considers a devotee saintly, even if he has committed a horrible act, and he quickly rectifies that devotee, 29 through 31. And the third part of this section, all are purified by devotional service. By thinking of Krishna, offering him obeisances, and becoming absorbed in him, one will go back to Godhead, regardless of his position. That's text 32 to 34 and the end of chapter 9. So we shall actually begin chapter 9 next time, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.